Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
In the autumn of 1869, a Monroe newspaper found the following natural history account so interesting as to be newsworthy. Mr. John Wentzel, living 2 miles below town, killed a pelican opposite his place on Wednesday, which proved to be one of the largest birds of which we have ever noticed on any account. It measured 8 feet, lacking 1 inch, from tip to tip of the wings, and carried a haversack, forming a part of the mouth which we judged would hold a gallon of water. Its feathers were pure white, except that its wings were tipped with black and were very soft and fine. Indeed, the American white pelican is a large bird and still may be seen migrating through North Louisiana on bright autumn days. In fact, white pelicans are much larger than eagles, with a wingspan of almost 10 feet, only exceeded by California condors in North America. The haversack of the newspaper article refers to the giant bill and its extendable pouch. White pelicans breed on inland lakes and marshes of the upper Midwest and migrate to coastal wintering grounds. Large groups can often be seen drifting south in slow spirals as they take advantage of rising currents of warm air. In this region, they often stop for several days on the larger lakes, such as Darbone, Claiborne, and Poverty Point. Most eventually wing their way to the Gulf. White pelicans should not be confused with much smaller brown pelicans, which are only found along the coast. The brown pelican is the bird of the Louisiana state flag and seal. They differ in habits as well as appearance. For example, brown pelicans feed by plunge diving into the water to capture prey, while white pelicans make shallow surface dives or dips with their huge bills. Both species eat mainly fish. It would be very unusual to see a brown pelican in North Louisiana. Both species suffered drastic declines in the 1960s as they bioaccumulated the pesticide DDT in their tissues. After DDT was banned, the birds recovered dramatically and are now common throughout their range. It would not be unusual at all to see white pelicans from John Wentzel's old home place 2 miles below Monroe. It would, however, be illegal to kill one.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep from NPR News.
With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox.
This is Robert Siegel, host of All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, I'm Kelby Uchley.
The best of Broadway. I'm your host, Mark Henderson.
Welcome to Midday Classics. I'm Jason Reinhardt.
I'm Jared Ritchie. I hope that you'll stay with us here.
This is Vocal Vibes, and I'm your host, Deborah Chandler.
Jazz with Bob Bramlow.
Exceptional programs on KEDM, made possible by listener financial support.